What you just heard there was Kogi Primary School, one of their teachers on the guitar, and a group of about 40 kids, and that's what greeted me when I walked into to Mombasa train station the other day for what was due to be a 7 p.m. departure, and ended up leaving at 3 a.m. the following morning. It was an interesting evening spent on the platform, and I took out my recorder to capture some of the sound, and that drew a crowd, so I soon had 30 students around me peppering me with questions about Ireland, about what I did, about what I grew. And I told them I didn't grow anything, I didn't have land to grow on, and they asked me what I survived on, and I told them that I bought my food, and that was met with some alarm, so that started a whole extra discussion. But lovely kids, they spoke Kiswahili, English, Kikuyu, which is the local language, and also some of them spoke Amharic, which is quite impressive. Their school is in a place called South Kinangop, which is northwest of Nairobi, up towards Mount Kenya. After speaking to them for a while, I wandered off my camera and sat down with a group of British travellers, and the kids surrounded us again. And we sat like that for the guts of 6 hours together. People asleep all along the platform, and the train eventually rolled slowly into the station at 2 a.m. and we headed out at 3 a.m. The train slowly weaves its way up through Kenya from Mombasa at sea level to Nairobi at over 5,000 feet above sea level. It was a 13-hour journey, but a real classic on a train which is a colonial throwback. A lot of the carriages wouldn't have been updated in decades. Ceiling fans and old cracked leather, and great service, and a wonderful free safari towards the end when you could see zebra and giraffe and gazelle and wildebeest out the window as we approached Nairobi. A quick blast through some slums on fringes of Nairobi, and we were into another relic of the colonial age, which is Nairobi's train station.